Well, hello. We meet again. It's just Jackie coming to you with a new quote, a possible little fun rant, or just a nugget of wisdom from a girl who spent her childhood nestled at the feet of her elders. Let's see what we have for you today. Today we're going to have this little gem that I read. It says, some people don't want counsel. What they really want is a cosigner. Let that sink in for a moment. Some people don't want counsel. What they really want is a cosigner. Let me tell you how I feel about that. Sometimes when people come to you, whether they're calling you, texting you, DMing you, whatever the case may be, however they've contacted you, they go down a rabbit hole or they are on a full force rant, or I don't know, they may just have the tea. I don't know, whatever the case may be, but they get to going and they can't stop. And what they really want you to do is co-sign on their foolishness. Okay? They don't really want, they may start off acting like they want counsel, like they want a solution, they want to resolve something, but that's not the truth. What they really want you to do is co-sign on their foolishness because of the way they tell the story. So let me give an example. Let's say, for instance, a friend of mine calls me and says, hey, I had this situation on my job and, you know, this happened and then she said this and I couldn't believe they asked me to do this and they don't know me. And I mean, they start going and going. Now, here's what I can do. I got two options. I can co-sign and say, what the what? I know they didn't. Girl, please, I wouldn't do that crap. Forget that mess. Honey, you don't need that job. But okay, see, co-signing on foolishness. Or I could counsel them. I could say, you give them a time. Like, you got to give people time. Like, if somebody calls you and they're your friend, you got to give them time because sometimes they want to vent. So I'm going to give you, it's always a specified amount of time. I'm going to give you a little moment to get it out, you know, get it out your system. But here's the deal about me. I cannot be your trash dumpster. So what you cannot do is come dump all your trash or vomit all your words on me and then leave me smelling a hot mess and then you walk off clean and you're good. No. No, 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 no. Okay? That's co-signing foolishness. So I'm going to let you chit-chat for a little bit. I'm going to let you vent. I'm going to let you get it out because you're my friend. I got you. I might need you to vent from time to time. But at some point, I got to cut you off and say, okay, let me ask you a question. Are we here for counsel or are you here for a cosigner? Because see, some people, you just need to ask the question. Now, some of my friends, I can kind of draw them back in. I can say, hey, calm it down. You're going too far. You too deep. Because you've forgotten some things. Like for the example I gave you about somebody called about their job. Guess what I'm going to remind them of? The Bible says you work for the Lord. Okay? So while you tripping about a boss or someone who said something to you, a colleague, a supervisor, the janitor, the custodial worker, the cafeteria worker, the whatever it might be. While you're tripping about that, who you really work for is God. So how are you representing? That's what I'm going to ask. How are you representing your employer whose name is God? That's how some of my friends go. Now, some of my other ones, I have to just shoot it straight with them. You want some counsel or are you looking for a cosign? Because I need to know how long we're going to be on the phone. How long we're going to talk about this? Because if you want some counsel, I may give you a little more time to get some more out so you can feel good about yourself, get it all out, and then we can work our way backwards to fix things one at a time. If you're looking for a cosigner, time's up. That's it. We're done. Because I'm not cosigning your foolishness. That's a hot mess. No. You wrong. You know you're wrong. Now, I'm not meaning that the other person may not be wrong, but you know you're wrong too. So you called the wrong person. So I want you to remember that. Ask people. When people start vomiting words on you, when people start using you like a trash dumpster, when they every time they call you, they fussing and complaining and whining and the whole nine, always got something to, you know, always got a situation going on. See, you become a trash dumpster. And they keep calling you because you're co-signing with their mess by not calling them on it. So the way you call them on it is you say, hey, are you looking for counsel or a co-signer? Stop them in the middle. If you feel like they, you know, they're going too far, stop them in the middle and say, hey, are you looking for a counsel? Because you want to come to a resolution? Or are you just want me to co-sign on what you got going on so you can feel good about yourself? And then you go from there. Don't be a trash dumpster, people. Don't let your friends or family members walk away from you smelling like roses because they just dumped all their on you. Don't do that. So that's that. Well, until next time, I want to remind you, don't allow the world or others to define you. You know why? Because your creator has already done a perfect job of that. Be just who you were purposed to be.